It is time for our forecast, and it's time to bring in Jamie Simpson. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning to you.
So is it 39 at your house?
It is a couple degrees higher than that, but not much.
You know, it's. I was explaining to people, I had a tree come down in front of my house and just rip out all the wires and stuff like that. So my furnace, which just got fixed, but during the last cold spell we had, the furnace was not working. Finally, the chip came in and they fixed it. And now, once again, during a cold spell, the furnace, the chip and the motherboard on the furnace got totally fried. So once again, it was no furnace this morning. But are we going to stay in this cold weather for a while, or are we going to warm up again?
We're going to warm up again. It'll be gradual, and today's not going to be that warm by any means because we're going to have a lot of clouds around, some passing showers as well. So highs today only in the low 50s. But the sun returns after that, so that's why we will see a warm-up. So we'll dry out as we head into the evening, some lingering clouds tonight, down into the mid-30s tomorrow morning, so another chilly start. But then we're near 60 Tuesday with sun, mid-60s Wednesday with sun, upper 60s Thursday with sun, then the chance for some more showers Thursday night into Friday morning, followed by a cool-down, but some decent weather, dry weather Saturday and Sunday. Highs will be in the 50s Saturday, near 60 on Sunday.
So Taylor Oil is coming to take a look at my furnace this morning. So I doubt, you know, because it's a computer chip, and with what's going on with chips, I doubt that it's going to be fixed right away. So I only have one more really cold morning to get through.
Yes, that'll be tomorrow. Although, you know, Tuesday we're probably going to be, or Wednesday morning we'll probably be still near 40 degrees. So it's not going to be mild nights by any means.
So I've got at least two more to get through.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the good news. I really appreciate that. you're such a good guy by giving me that good news. Anyway, so now taking a look at the long range weather pattern, are we going to get into more of a steady fall into late fall pattern? Is that finally going to come, or are we going to still have these warm-ups for a while?
No, I believe we're finally going to get there, especially once the weekend does come. It looks like the warm stretch, and it's really been a warm stretch the last several weeks, is finally going to come to an end. And the cooler weather is going to start to force more colors in the trees as well. So that'll be nice. It's certainly making it look and feel more like fall.
Well, we've actually got some pretty good color here now.
Okay.
It's a little muted this year, and also because we had so many gypsy moss this year, a lot of trees didn't produce the colors that we thought they would produce, but at least they didn't die off, and they'll be back next year. But between the gypsy moss and the weird weather, we have colors, but not those brilliant bright colors. They've been muted. A lot of yellows and oranges and reds. My favorite are the yellows when they're really bright, because you can drive on a back road here that has got trees all over it, and it can be in the, let's say, late afternoon where it's starting to get a little dark, and the brightness of the yellow of those leaves almost it lightens up while you're driving. You know, it's
They almost glow.
Yeah, but like I said, a combination of factors. The colors aren't as bright this year, but at least we have the colors, and we had the, you know, my house. I can't believe what happened at my house. I didn't expect heavy wind and rain the other night, and at about 11:30. I was awoken as it's the first time I've ever had a tree fall down on a house, okay? And it was amazing how loud it was, and most of it missed the house, thank God. But still, it shook the house, and when you get up and your power's all wacky and you're trying to find out what's going on, when I walked out and I looked out my front picture window, and the tree that was out in front of my house was now lying right up against the picture window. I was very lucky. I think because it hit the power lines. The power lines kind of moved. It didn't allow it to hit the house, and kind of brought it out in front of the house. But it's the first time that's happened to me. And the tree guy came over to my house yesterday, and I guess he's going to take down that tree. And there's another tree that this has never happened to me. About 3 months ago, half of a tree fell down in my yard and crushed a car. So I hope I'm over my experiment with trees.
You know, it's funny you say that. I was about to mention that I had a somewhat similar experience hearing the loud boom, feeling the house shake, but that tree didn't come down on my house. It came down on my car, and it totaled it about 15 years ago or so.
Well, the funny thing was I had my dog sitter was at the house, and her car was parked maybe 8 inches from mine. The tree missed my car and actually just totally, when it came down months ago, crushed her car. I mean, wow. It was a matter of 6 to 8 inches. And my car was safe, and her car, it was just crushed. It was amazing. And you don't realize how heavy these things are. You just don't. And actually, my neighbor across the way, he has. We all have video cameras to take pictures of wildlife. His video camera caught it, and when you see it happen on video, and then you hear it, amazing. It really is amazing. Well, anyways, let's recap the amazing forecast for this week.
Well, not so amazing today, but it does get really, really nice after today. There'll be some showers passing through, a lot of clouds, low 50s this afternoon, and then we'll dry out this evening. Some clouds will linger through the night, mid-30s tomorrow morning, 60 in the afternoon with sunshine, mid-60s Wednesday with sunshine, upper 60s Thursday with more sun. And then we'll see a chance for some showers Thursday night into Friday morning before we dry out again for the upcoming weekend. But we'll also cool back down for the upcoming weekend.
All right. Always good to speak to you, Jamie. I don't know when the next time will be, but until then, have a good day.
All right. You too.
All right. Take care. Jamie Simpson for Papagallo this morning here on Robin Hood Radio with a look at our tri-state forecast.